Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is the president of baseball ops, GM of the Nationals, Mike Rizzo. We go in the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, Unexpectedly Different. Good morning, Mike. Congratulations.
Good morning, fellas. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
How many glasses of vino did you have last night?
I had a lot. I'm not going to lie.
You sound like you did.
Now, is it straight out of the bottle, or did it actually make it into a wine glass? Probably straight out of the bottle, right?
There was a few out of the bottle straight, and then a few in a glass, and a few on people's heads. And it was a pretty good night. We didn't go too crazy because we realized it's just a small step in what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. But it's important to celebrate that because it is important, and we're one of the few teams in MLB that's has a chance to win it all, and that's what we're celebrating.
How big in your mind is hosting the wild card game? I think it's big.
I think it's important. I think it's a credit to our fan base. I think that they deserve it and they've earned it, and I think that it's important for them and just strategically to win a baseball game. You have a better chance of winning a home game than a road game. So. And the Brewers play well at home. So, that when that dome closes, it gets really loud in there. And I think it's important to try and win out to play a home game. And, not only baseball-wise, but for our fan base because they've earned it and they deserve it.
All right, so all that being said, it's what we debated for the first hour of the show. Let's say, for whatever reason, everything's hanging in the balance on that Sunday in terms of home field. Do you stick with the rotation the way it's currently set up and go ahead and throw Max there, even though you've kind of publicly said, at least, that the idea is for Max to start the wild card? But if home field is riding on it, would you go ahead and pitch Max there?
Well, we would have to discuss that. But to go back to my previous comment, it's important to win that game. Fortunately, we have the luxury that we have we have three number one starters on this club,
right.
And I feel comfortable going to war with any of those three guys in a wild card game. So I think that'll go into our strategy. We want to win as many games as we can in the regular season. We're gonna play hard, throughout and get prepared for that game, and we'll see where it takes us after that. But I think it's important for our fan base to see if we can play a home game, a home playoff game.
Who holds the tiebreaker between you and Milwaukee if you guys are tied?
I believe they do. I think they're
4-2
against us this year or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How do you guys see Max over the last month? Because the numbers aren't there. At times, he's striking out guys and has looked uber impressive, but the numbers aren't where they were prior to him going on the injured list.
He's getting closer and closer each and every time. It's a pitch here or there. He left a cutter up to Miller that hit it out, and then a low fastball that he hit out. But the stuff was good. The velocity is there. He gets the swing and misses, and his five pitch mix is he's getting sharper and sharper with it, and it all starts with fastball command with Max, and we've got some worries on this team. Max Scherzer is not one of them, believe me.
Mike, I know you know the answer. Do you know who your best starter is in that ballpark this year? Statistically, our best starter. Yep. Statistically,
yes, I believe I do. It just depends on what analytic and what statistic you go by, but there's a bunch of good ones. I know.
You're talking
that.
About in Milwaukee?
No, in Nats Park.
Park.
I'll tell you who it is. It's Patrick Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 1.9. Yeah. He's got a 1.97 ERA and I believe batting average against is 1.91 in that ballpark.
Yeah, he's been outstanding for us this whole season, and he's a great complement to our two right handers, and he's we feel comfortable rolling any one of those guys out there. It's a luxury that few teams have, and we're lucky enough to be able to to run three quality number one type of starters out each and every time you play in the playoffs.
Mike, can you rewind it for us? How close was Corbin to signing with the Yankees before you landed him with the Nats? Because I remember reports where it basically had him signed, sealed, and delivered to the Yankees, and then the Nats came in and you guys grabbed him. How close was it for him not signing with the Nats?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly if I could quantify it with a percentage or something like that. You know, he's a New York kid. He's from Syracuse area, and he grew up a Yankee fan. But he really liked what we had to offer here. You know, Mark Lerner and I took him out to dinner, he and his wife, Jen, and we showed him the city. We showed him what what the ballpark was like, what the area around the ballpark was like, what living in D.C. means to the citizens of it, and it was a recruiting mission. There's no question about it. We mapped out a vision that we've had here, and we showed him our minor league prospects, what the team's going to look like 1, 3, 5 years down the road, and had an extremely nice dinner at a nice restaurant in Georgetown, and to get into the restaurant that night, we had to go through a metal detector because the Vice President of the United States was in the house. And,
nice.
Not many cities can say that.
Yeah,
right. Mike, I'm just trying to drill down on this, sort of the importance of winning home field. We know that in a one-game playoff or any playoff situation, it's elimination game, it's all hands on deck. You guys won't stop at anything. But when you're competing, let's say it comes down to that Sunday and you're competing to win that home field, is it the same situation? All hands on deck. You could bring in a Strauss or somebody or a Corbin or somebody in relief. Would that scenario play out just in trying to secure home field, or is that not quite as important?
I would think this it's a hypothetical, and I don't like those hypotheticals. But I think in that kind of scenario, I think that we would definitely save a starter to pitch the next day, obviously, and it would be all hands on deck.
With the exception of that guy,
and I don't know who it is yet, but we know that we would probably set aside one of those one of our big three to pitch the wild card game.
Right, right. Makes sense.
So you guys were 2-4 against Milwaukee. We kind of went through the numbers. Corbin pitched really well against them. Don't know what part of the season that was. He went 6 innings, allowed 1 run. He did have 4 walks, but he struck out 8. I think we went through the other starters, too, against Milwaukee.
They were fine.
But in terms of the splits, like, how does Milwaukee do against lefties versus righties? Have you looked that up?
When they had Yelich and Moustakas, obviously there's a big, big left-handed presence in that lineup. So lefties were effective with them. We haven't really drilled down into the numbers yet in kind of a strategy session. Don't forget, We were swept in Milwaukee with a team that was it was like an emergency room team.
Right,
it was
right.
The lineup you wouldn't have noticed today. So we don't feel that that's indicative of how we're going to play them. They've got a really good team. They've got a great bullpen, and we think we match up well with them, and we're confident that we can win a playoff game with Milwaukee.
Last night was really awesome to watch you guys celebrate there in the clubhouse.
Watching the Cubs game too.
That was so cool on the field. But the massing coverage was amazing. You guys were on live for like 30 minutes. You could clearly see, sort of in a clubhouse, what everyone sees on the field and in the dugout has, like, the camaraderie. We've talked about it, right, how this team just gets along. We've said it since spring training. And, I said this to the guys, and I'm not trying to be controversial in any way, Mike, but how much of this is sort of the Latin influence? It's not like you haven't had Latin players before, and Latin players, are extremely prevalent. But the Latin guys in particular seem to kind of set the tone for this particular team, and everyone's buying into it. But I don't know. It's kind of weird because every team has a huge Latin influence, but it really seems there's something special about the Latin guys here, and that's kind of set the tone.
Well, I think it's not only the really exciting Latin players that we have. And, you know, Johnny DePuglia, the international guys. I was just in Dominican. I got home last night from Dominican. I went from playing the Marlins to our academy in Dominican and saw some tryout kids and looking to sign some guys. And I popped back in yesterday and you know, saw, you know, and clinched a wild card berth, which is great. But a lot of it has to do with the Latin leadership. You know, you could have a fragmented a locker room at times when you don't have the great Latin leadership that we have on this team.
Right.
You know, Anibal Sanchez and Geraldo Parra and the additions of Fernando Rodney was huge. And I think that these guys are, you know, not only good players, but good people and great leaders. And I think that the influx of really talented Latin players that we have on this roster, along with the veteran Latin leadership, has really drawn this team close together. And I think they like being around each other. And I think they like playing for each other. And again, it's cliche-ish, but it's the name on the front of the jersey is way more important than the name on the back. And I think that's important.
Did Mike Rizzo have any interaction with Bryce Harper the last couple of days?
I did. I ran across him in between games by our clubhouse and said hello and saw his new little baby, and it was nice catching up with him.
Hmm. Also nice to
it was nice to eliminate them too.
Eliminate Steve at Nats Park.
You know,
might not
like that,
but we will. We'll say that.
Yeah, wonderful. So he gets it. It was wonderful to eliminate him here in our park, and that's competition and that's baseball. He gets that.
It'd be nice to wrap this up before Friday or Saturday, but the way Cleveland's playing, they're a half game back of Tampa for that second wild card. So it's probably 95% chance that series is going to mean something to Cleveland too, not just you guys.
There's no doubt. I mean, a really good Cleveland team comes into our ballpark, and we're going to try and beat them, and put ourselves in position and knock them out of position. So it's going to be meaningful to them. It'll be meaningful to us, this team is going to be competitive all the way through. We're gonna have to rest some of our guys periodically and give a guy a day off one day and another guy a day off the next day. You know Trey and Eaton and Anthony,
right,
and Juan Soto. They those guys need to get off their feet for at least a game or so. So you'll probably see Davey mixing and matching that way. But this is not going to be a spring training type of game going into these last couple games. We need to win them. We want to win them, and the lineups will be indicative of us competing to win each and every game.
Yeah, home field's big. Well, I know you celebrated last night, but the real celebration comes if you win one more game, because Cakes and I win over 88.5 wins for the year.
We'll be popping bottles in here for you, Mike.
Just saying, Mike. Yeah. Just saying.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure there.
Let's get one of the next five, my friend.
Let them know you'd be 9-0 on season-long sweatbacks.
Yeah, I'm 8-0 right now on season win totals.
You should invest
totals.
In you.
Yeah, I could be in your analytics department.
Yes, you could.
Exactly.
Hey, Mike, I don't want to be a pain in the ass about it. I know you don't like hypotheticals, but you had said before, I just want to be clear, let's assume that you do wrap up home field. You had said before that Max would be your game one starter. Can we still assume that?
You mean for the
wild card game?
Yeah, I think Max is lined up for that wild card game, and yeah, that was done with a purpose. And
right.
I think if everything goes the way we plan it, that's our strategy. Because don't forget in the five game series that follows this one game playoff, the game one starter will pitch at least twice in that series. So I think it's important for us.
But here's my follow up: if Max pitches Sunday because you really want the wild card and you have to win that, wild card starter would be Strassi or Corbin.
Right.
Who would you lean towards there?
Correct. That's a question that we'll have to beat around when we meet today or tomorrow, and we'll have an answer for you later on. But it's hard to beat the season Strassi's had or Patrick, and like I said, we feel very, very confident with each and every starter that we have there. Those big three have been magnificent for us, and they've carried us, and that's one of the pieces of our roster that we feel that we have an advantage on a lot of other teams.
Mike, Natalie M. from North Bethesda is banking on the cycle tonight with Burke and Herbert Bank. She's already taking home a $100 gift card, but if any Washington baseball player hits for the cycle during tonight's game, she takes home $100,000 courtesy of Burke and Herbert Bank. Details at thefandc.com/contest. So let's get that cycle tonight before the end of the season.
Let's do it. That'd be awesome.
And drink lots of water.
Yeah, hydrate. Make sure you get that morning poop out of the way.
You sound a little crusty.
Yeah, I will. I'll begin hydrating as soon as I get out of the room.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Congrats.
Thanks,
Mike.
Guys. I appreciate
it. Yep. Congrats. All right. Great job.
It's a busy guy, man. So I mean, they're down in Miami. So he just hops on a bird, goes to the Dominican, scouts more talent, flies back in time to see the clinch.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did they straighten up that Dominican situation? It seems like for a couple weeks, just horrific press.
Well,
he's not staying at an all-inclusive, right? I'm not asking about Rizzo. I'm just saying, generally speaking, weren't there people donking off left and right? Did they figure it out?
I don't know.
What was it?
I don't know.
I'm not going there.
Tainted booze. Stay away.
Well, it was a couple of different reasons, but yeah. I assume I haven't heard anything in the last few weeks.
Yep.
So if home field is wrapped up as a hope before Sunday, Max is going to start the wild card game. It's basically done deal.
You just told us that.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what they've been leaning towards all along.
And if Corbin has to pitch Saturday because they're still fighting for it, then he obviously isn't pitching in the wild card game or not starting anyway.
Right.
But with your home and away stats, if they win, my guess is Corbin's your game three starter against the Dodgers.
Well, let's get there first. Right. Let's get there first.
Yeah, I mean, jumping way ahead.
Yeah, because game three.
The one bringing up the home and splits. And
well, of course.
He jumped ahead with Rizzo.
Yeah, but they look at that. But, yeah, so if Corbin has to go Saturday and Max has to go Sunday, then obviously Strassi pitches the wild card. But we'll see how it works out.
Just get one more dub. One more curly W for the most important number.
I don't care about that dub. I care about Tuesday or Wednesday. They got O for the rest of the way. Are they playing Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday's the wild card.
So Tuesday they're playing. So the American League's Wednesday?
Correct.
Care about Tuesday's dub.
Well, that's important, too.
What would you rather have? See, I know cakes.
I'd rather have the long-term regular season game. I want the Nats to play as deep into the fall as we can.
Not Jason, though. Jason would rather have to win the sweat.
No, because ratings bonuses are much bigger.
Yes, they are.
And that would help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to run.
It'd be nice if we go on a run. I don't even know what that's like.
I know, we don't.
Yeah, the Caps.
Well, you know what it is for like a week. They give you like a week in the playoffs.
Yeah. If they could beat Milwaukee, somehow shock the world and beat the Dodgers.
Oh, this town would be on fire.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be
we're going to get some, face
the Braves, right?
Or whoever.
The Braves.
Gonna get some Nats postseason geary big. Make some room in the closet.
Ooh, I should go text our guy. We got to get that Nats playoff hat.
His wife, our fiance, came out to our pregame at Glory Days Grill.
Did she bring gear?
No.
She did not, no. But we were big surprised. Nice. We were both wearing gear.
we both were wearing
the same day.
Nice, that's good.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll open up the entertainment page next. 9:45, Game Show Wednesday. Going to give you a chance to win some Nats tickets to see them on Sunday, the regular season finale.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's shaking the earth.
Here, turn the music down.
Let's see if our audience can hear it. Are the mics picking that up?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because I feel it. Yes, I feel it. So
if
I don't know if it's coming out on the radio.
If you can hear, text me. If you can hear.
All right,
that.
Be quiet for 3 seconds.
All right.
Hey, you know what? Take those mics 6 and 5 and put them on the floor.
How come?
Because they'll get the vibration.
Oh, I can't. It won't reach there.
It won't.
No, I don't want to rip it out.
You've got to be able to
hear
that.
Bottom line is we feel a very big vibration.
But to me, it's white
second.
Noise. It actually doesn't bother me.
Oh, doesn't bother
I'm
me
able
either.
To block it out.
Me.
I can't block it out.
It's very bothering.
The only thing it bothers me
is it reminds me of, and I have to go back and see the movie. I feel like the movie Contact didn't, when Jodie Foster was like going in contact, they built like some huge thing, and it reminds me of the sound of them building in contact.
Okay. I'm telling you, it sounds like those walkers from Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
Whatever those things are called.
The walkers.
Yeah, the AT-ATs.
Hey, Drabby, can I have that Nats puffy vest that also acts as a life preserver? It's so cold in here, I'm going to catch pneumonia.
It's for you.
Yeah, can you bring it?
Oh, you want it now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Sunday giveaway. Yeah. By the way, we're giving away not one but two pair of tickets to see the Nationals take on Cleveland coming up at 9:45 for a game show Wednesday. Presented by MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor.
And I will be performing my poker ambassador duties today at MGM National Harbor. So I'll be there probably about an hour and 15 minutes. So if you're going to go see some props today, I'll see you there.
Some guy says he hears it clear as day.
Oh, he can? Through the radio?
Through the radio.
He's the only guy because no one's responded to me.
It's probably registering on the Richter scale. Like it's a small seismic
event. It's like a 2.6 on the Richter.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
on the
I
Mike
to keep
Richter.
This in studio. I'll wear this every day. It's freezing in here.
It's like
it's actually like puffier jacket.
It's paper thin.
It's actually call it a puffy jacket.
I mean, you look like a construction worker.
Why don't you go out and supervise the pile driver?
I clearly don't care what I look like. Based on what I wear,
I mean, it's the thinnest jacket in the world. It has no sleeves. How's it going to make you warm?
It keeps my chest warm.
He likes
your
layering.
Chest warm. What are you,
he's
75?
A layer guy.
Close to it.
I don't have as much dough as you, Ricky. I get cold. I don't know what to tell you.
By the way, like
what does that have to do with the dough?
Doughy.
The beefier you are, think the warmer you are.
Doughboy.
I don't know
what Doughboy is. Everyone can hear it, by the way.
Of course, everybody can hear it.
They're texting you on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine.
Yep.
Standard message and data charges may apply. 1-800-636-1067. All right, let's open up the entertainment page. I saw Valdez ran in a couple stories during the break.
Oh, I didn't even see. I think that's one.
We'll do Valdez's entertainment page.
Let's be honest. It's basically my EP.
Why don't you just read it?
It's brought to you by friends at Second Chance Addiction Care. If alcohol or drugs is affecting your health, family, or work, or you picked up a DUI, get help today. Call Second Chance Addiction Care at 301-983-5130 or online, secondchancecare.com.
By the way, moving forward, I will tease the entertainment page when I would say, what's the lead? I'll kick it to you, Valdez.
Yeah, he's Valdez.
Moving forward, I'll do the keys.
He always goes, I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Draft, right. Should I go see
Astra?
Whatever it is. Man-Eater. What's it called?
At Astros.
Yeah. At Astros.
It's all about,
they're going to win 120 games.
At AJ Hinch. What should I see?
I think people are enjoying it.
So you haven't seen it yet?
Oh, no.
Jason, did you see the trailer that was blowing everyone's mind yesterday?
I did not.
Uncut Sandler. Gems.
I saw 5 seconds of it. I have no idea what it's about.
Adam Sandler plays like some sort of jeweler who's in some seedy underground gambling world.
Oh, that sounds
And apparently bookies are after him. He's trying to...
What's it called?
It's a thriller.
It's a thriller.
It's not like Adam Sandler.
It's not like Little Nicky.
Right.
And I believe Kevin Garnett and Mike Francesa in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got a word.
What is it called, Richard?
Uncut Gems,
Uncut
Richard.
Gems.
Is it like a Netflix thing or is it like a real movie?
I think it's a real movie. It's 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I disrespect Netflix movies.
And then everyone's talking about Oscar nomination for Sandler.
Look at that.
When's it coming out?
I think it's December.
It came out at a festival recently.
Everyone's raving about it.
All right, I'm watching it right now.
It came out at the HF Festival.
How can you watch it when EB's about to give us the best entertainment page ever?
I didn't say it was the best ever.
This is more entertaining.
Just throwing it out there.
All right, we touched on it earlier for people that weren't listening.
Kevin Garnett's in it.
Making a Murderer was...
What said that?
I'm sorry.
You said Francesa and Garnett.
I don't care about Francesa.
Making a Murderer was quite the sensation here a few years ago about the case of Stephen Avery being accused and ultimately convicted of killing Teresa Halbach. Lots of inconsistencies, though, in the case, a lot of doubt for a lot of people. And so there have been the follow-ups. There's been the second documentary series that Netflix did. Recently, about 2 weeks or so ago, the attorney that's representing him now, Kathleen Zellner, put out a $100,000 reward, I believe it was, for information leading to a confession from someone else. Well, someone else has confessed. And so everybody was going wild. But turns out the donk that confessed just like 2 years ago accused Stephen Avery of admitting to him in prison that Avery, in fact, did kill Teresa Halbach.
That definitely takes away from his
credibility. So he's a donk.
But the easiest thing
to do is... He has
different
stories all the time.
Do they know where he was the night of the murder?
I don't know. Put it this way.
Like, he was out of prison when the murder went down?
When Zellner talked to him, and believe me, she's looking for somebody to confess to this, she ruled it out almost immediately. Like, this guy's just an attention-seeking whore. and... He also put, he wrote a letter to her, and he said something like, pull up your pants. This is how classy the guy is. This is how smart he is. He said, pull up your panties because I'm not trying to have sex with you. This is, and then he was going to tell his story. I mean, just a clown, right? Just a idiot. So that doesn't look like that's a real thing.
What's the hot documentary? Like, is there a murder mystery documentary out now?
We went through all those, like Staircase and all that.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Is there a hot one out now?
There's another guy that's making a follow-up to Making a Murderer, but his own version of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of attacking Netflix's version.
HBO had a documentary called I Love You, Now Die. Do you remember the girl that was charged for trying to force her boyfriend to commit suicide?
She just got released from prison early, I think.
Yeah,
there's a
documentary on HBO.
I think Showtime has something about the Bayou.
Why did that psycho do that?
Doesn't Showtime have one?
She's nuts.
She's a sociopath.
Well, she pushed him over the edge. Yes. He was clearly
suicidal.
She wanted
him to do it.
Yes.
She's like that power. Right.
She encouraged him to kill himself, and he did.
How about the...
It's riveting. You should watch it.
The murder trial's going on right now. Remember the cute female cop? I can't remember what city it was.
Yeah,
Dallas or Houston, I think.
Who shot the guy in
the apartment?
Do
you know why they say that she was distracted? So she parked on the fourth floor, and mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe she lived on the fifth, whatever. But she was sexting her partner.
Right. She was sexting.
She got all sized.
Right.
And then she just didn't realize she was on the wrong floor.
She walked in the wrong
apartment. Walked in the wrong room. And it does sound like she legitimately thought he was in her apartment.
Right.
But the reason why she was confused is because she was getting sexting her partner.
Distracted by her phone.
By the way, your boy Thomas C. Mooney won that case, huh?
He won
Remember
the
you
Dell.
Were talking about a couple weeks ago that he had.
He represented a huge Dell executive in a rape trial. Yes, he won that case.
He just wins.
Well, he's going to get sent about 100 free laptops.
He's Bill
in the
Belichick,
mail.
Is what he is.
Yeah.
He's silly.
He's bitter though that the two attorneys, which supposedly did nothing from Texas, are getting all kinds.
Oh, he's got to chop it with them. He's got to chop the pot.
He chopped.
He's bitter about that.
Meanwhile, he was the local attorney doing all the work.
Well, he did a lot of it, but he didn't do the closing arguments. And the two guys from Dallas actually flew up here, and they all did their own piece, but they did the closing argument.
Why would they do that?
It's a lock. They root for Zeke.
But you know what? They went. They finally won the trial.
Yeah.
He's also representing John Wall's because his cousin,
yes. Right?
In the road rage,
right? Where the girl was paralyzed.
Where
he
shot into the car and the girl was paralyzed.
That's gonna be a tough.
Allegedly,
one. He pulls that one off.
He allegedly shot into
the
car.
That's what he's charged with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's. I mean, you got to go allegedly until it's in a court of law, correct?
Is he denying? Yeah. Is he denying that he shot?
I don't know what he's doing. I'm not Thomas Mooney.
You want to get sued?
That's attorney-client privilege. I don't know.
Yeah, you want to get sued? Better say allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
All right. So you know Valdez and Cakes, they're big Jeopardy guys.
Yep.
Apparently, there's another streak now. Math teacher Jason Safranery.
He's boring.
He won his 18th game. I don't know where that ranks.
No, I think it's 19 now.
19. So far, he's won over $500,000.
Yeah.
He's still a bore fest.
Does he use that method?
No.
I haven't been paying as close attention.
He does the traditional method, start with 200.
No. Well, it's different in that everyone starts at the thousands now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't bet big like James does.
He's not
betting all of it. He's not betting 10,000.
He doesn't have the huevos.
Right.
Is it any baseball team hire James yet?
I don't know.
What happened, Valdez?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Supposed to be sitting next to Davey Martinez. Bench coach.
Hey, he's weighing his options.
Maybe the Ravens did as they kept going for it on fourth down and the two-point conversion.
Yeah, could be. Maybe he's consulting.
Is that why they lost?
Oh, this is interesting.
They lost because of Patrick Mahomes. That's
so apparently there's a teacher, a married former high school choir director, who was arrested for having sex with one of her students. And now she's saying the sex was consensual. And I guess she's fighting for her right to have sex with students on school property. If it's consensual, And let's see, how old is the student here? 17 at the time. It took place on school property, shocker, in Louisville. And she was charged with multiple accounts of third-degree rape, third-degree sodomy, and first-degree unlawful transaction with a minor. They're saying because it was consensual that she should be able to do it, I guess. I guess they may not have – there's no underage thing there. So at 17, it must be a legal
That's
age.
That's like age of consent in Kentucky, I guess. I don't know.
So I don't know.
Well, they also have the right to fire her, I would think.
Yeah,
even if it's consensual.
Fire, that's a different thing from going to jail and being charged with all these criminal offenses.
Yeah, but if I'm the principal of that school, she's coming to the office and she's getting fired.
Yeah,
I just can't have that on my watch.
What about in college? I think in college
is fair game.
Fair game. I think college professors tag their students all the time.
I think there's a lot of taxing going on.
Yeah.
A lot of
By the way, certainly in the adult content world.
Some guy said he definitely heard the pounding in the studio, but he thought it was because Adam was in the studio.
Oh, just like moving his feet?
That's not very nice.
Good thing.
Hey, it's funny, but not
good
nice.
Thing. It was just Adam walking.
He thought Adam came in the studio.
See, you've made Adam smile a little bit.
You like that one. You like that one.
So, I don't know.
Oh,
I guess
apparently, Ad Astra's boring. That's all I need to
do. Yeah, you're not going to see it.
Oh, and last but not least, Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary, the bald-headed guy.
That's your hero. That's your hero.
Well, I love that show. He's not my hero, but he's interesting on the show.
You wish you had invested in the Ring doorbell.
And all of us everybody do. Everybody does, yeah. His wife has been charged in that boat crash.
Ooh.
Now, O'Leary has been vindicated. Video did show that the other vessel... The other boat did not have their navigation lights on like they were supposed to.
Okay.
So they're being sort of charged with that, even though two people on the boat died.
Yeah.
But O'Leary's wife, who allegedly was driving the boat at the time, she's being charged with, I think, going too fast. She was going 17 miles per hour. No, she tested zero.
Oh, really?
He was probably hammered.
Right.
But they said that boat was going 17 miles per hour. Which I don't know. I really don't know anything about boat speed.
It's kind of slow.
Yeah.
They say that it was too fast for the conditions at like 11 p.m.
Ah, okay.
Hey, I didn't follow this, and I don't know if you talked about it. Whatever happened with the college bribe cases with Lori Loughlin and.
What happened?
She got like 14 days in jail.
Huffman. Okay, what about Lori?
Loughlin's still waiting.
I don't know about her.
Oh, she's still waiting?
Yeah, but she's like losing weight and she's all stressed out. And they think that she might get hammered harder. Because she didn't plea.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So that's still in play.
And they're saying Felicity Huffman never going to get hired again. She's
right.
Just, you know.
But she got 2 weeks? She got 2 weeks in jail?
She got 2 weeks in the poke.
William H. Macy.
She's got like a million hours of community service.
He'll be doing 90 seasons of Shameless.
How come Bill Self hasn't been fired yet?
I don't know.
What's going on there?
I don't know. They pretty much got him dead to rights.
Too many
dubs. Maybe he will.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Federal agencies adopt Nutanix hyperconverged infrastructure to transform their data centers into enterprise clouds. This software platform simplifies and modernizes federal data centers, runs any application at any scale, and manages any hybrid or multi-cloud environment. Are you trying to make legacy infrastructure deliver these modern benefits? Or consider deferring security, SLAs, and cost predictability to the public cloud? If so, take a closer look at Nutanix. Read why industry analysts named Nutanix the industry leader at Nutanix.com/1067TheFan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, if Maryland had beaten Temple, we would have had at least one, if not two guests already this week on the Penn State-Maryland game. Lock.
Virginia Notre Dame's big.
Huge. Did you ever reach out to Tim Brando? He's actually calling the game.
Not yet. I'm
Which
working on
Terps, Nittany Lions tilt in College Park on Friday night,
yeah. Got Virginia Tech hosting Duke on Friday. That's at 7 o'clock. And then Penn State, Maryland at 8 o'clock on Friday.
So I
Valdez will Pedro's be there. Going down to Memphis because Navy's playing in Memphis
very
tomorrow.
Very good. And Valdez will be roasting a pig right outside of Xfinity Center for the tailgate.
Oh, yeah, he will be.
Cool. It's a big one.
Yeah, it is a biggie.
So this Game Show Wednesday presented by MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental to MGM National Harbor. I developed a spinoff game during the break.
Ah, good.
We often play Name That Hurting on the show where we play audio clips.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Instead of Name That Hurting, I came up with Who's the Hurting.
Okay, like
you
it.
Can call in now at 800-636-1067.
Like is it Who's the Hurting or Who's the Hurt Thing? Which one is it?
Whichever way you want to go.
Who's the Hurting?
Is that what Don used to call it?
I don't know.
I think Don Geronimo heard us and he went with Hurt Thing.
I think multiple people called it Hurt Thing.
Radio. But I mean, sometimes that gets over because Sized got over.
Yes, it
did.
It got a push.
I mean,
it got a real push.
Right. It was what your buddy used to say, Sized instead of Sized?
Former buddy.
Oh, he's a former buddy? Why is he former?
Oh, he's the guy that owes you all
me
the
money.
Cash.
Oh, he owes me $3,000.
$3,000 is a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, he was a friend, not. I'll never talk to him again.
When's the last time you saw him?
Oh,
who's
a
this?
Year? My buddy who I lent $3,000 to.
Is he the guy that lived in your basement for a little while?
Correct.
And it wasn't Valdez.
And does he live in the Ashburn area?
No clue. Haven't seen him in a year.
Have your friends seen him?
Sporadically, but it's been a while.
Like, what would happen if you saw him at Bonefish?
I would walk right by him.
Why would you go up to him and say, dude, listen.
What's the point?
He's a liar.
He doesn't have it.
It's now 2019. Let's fast forward to the year 2029.
Yeah.
Will you have been made whole by then?
No.
Zero chance.
So you basically.
I'll never get it.
Really?
Yeah.
You got took.
I got took. Got took and shook.
You got swindled. You got bamboozled.
What's the most you've ever given to him?
I made the decision to do it, trusting that he would pay me
back. I don't think that's happened to me. I don't think I've ever loaned money to a person and then they just rolled out on me.
Yeah, he did. He rolled.
Yeah, that's a show.
Yeah.
I've loaned money and not gotten it back.
What's funny is I can't believe I'm talking about this.
I don't think I have.
I don't even
but
care.
Not
anymore.
Like to
I don't
family
even
members
care anymore. I don't
I
even
love
care
it.
Anymore.
Just I'll keep talking.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I actually told him, I said, you don't even have to pay me all of it back.
Just pay me a little bit of time.
I said, pay me, you know, $100 a
month.
Just
good faith.
But okay, but I also said, just pay me $2,000 back. Because I know you don't have the whole $3,000. Just pay me $2,000 back. He said, no.
Say?
He goes, no, I want to pay the whole thing back.
Pay that man his money.
He's just a con artist. Did you know he was a con artist?
Nope.
How well did you know him?
Like I know you?
No. You've known me 40 years. I mean, you know, 30
I mean, no,
some years.
We knew it very well.
Hey, he played golf. He was a golf buddy, basically.
I mean, he was a very good friend.
Will you let some muscle come
I've
in?
I've known him for 10 years, 10
plus years.
You
let him move in his house
he was in,
during divorce?
Yeah. Would you let some muscle come in and buy the debt and then let that guy try to track the debt down so you get a little bit of money? You make out a little bit. Like grandma in Rounders.
You know what it is? It was a lost wager, what it was.
All right, let's go to the phones.
It went bye-bye.
Yep.
I have too easy and too hard, so let's go to the
phones. Who's that hurting?
Not that. Well, I guess, sure. Who's that hurting? Who's the hurting?
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It totally doesn't matter.
Let's go to Dave in D.C. Dave.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Dave. We're going to hook you up with some Nats tickets if you can tell me who the hurting is. This college football coach got bitter during a recent conference call because he was asked a question about his mullet. Who's the hurting?
Mullet.
The only college coach I know that has a mullet.
Gundy boy.
Yeah, Gundy.
Yes, Mike Gundy. Yep.
I mean,
who's up next?
Nobody outside of Stillwater is going to know that.
Okay, but it's in the news.
Let's go to Steven in Fredericksburg. Hey, Steven.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, Steven. Hello. Who's the hurting? This NFL player has been accused of throwing furniture out the balcony of a luxury apartment he was renting in Miami.
Psycho boy is who he is. Psycho.
I know it's not the answer, but Antonio Brown?
It is Antonio Brown.
How do you know it's not
the answer?
Are
you kidding me?
No, you win tickets to see the Nationals take on Cleveland this Sunday at Nats Park. First 20,000 fans at a Nats Park for the game will take home a Washington Nationals puffy vest.
Did I give him a hint?
Tickets on sale now at nationals.com. Courtesy of the Washington Nationals, details at fandc.com/contests. Yes, you gave him a nice
hint. Was that too big of a hint?
No, it's fine. Okay. Got to give away the tickets. We have one more pair to give away.
Let's go to David.
I'll tell you who the Hurtings are, the callers.
Yes.
David, Mechanicsville. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
David, who's the Hurting? She just celebrated her 100-pound weight loss after the birth of her third child.
Ooh.
So she celebrated because she lost 100 pounds.
Okay.
No idea.
Cakes, BB, do you know?
You know, you're the entertainment guru.
I didn't hear the question.
Who lost 100
I'm
pounds?
I'm going to guess Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson did. She went from 250 to, I guess, 150.
I bet you she 240 to 140.
I bet you she looks nice right now.
She looks sweet again.
Yeah. Eric Johnson's still killing it.
Oh, all the time.
Murder's that.
Yeah.
All right.
There is hope for Adam.
One more.
All right. Joe Manassas. Hey, Joe.
What's up, Junks?
Hey, Joe, man. This is the debut of Who's the Heart Thing, your last chance to win.
I actually like this.
This rapper apparently attracted over 4,000 people to his outdoor worship service in Cody, Wyoming.
So easy.
Who's the Heart Thing?
Is it Mace?
Mace? There's only one rapper that has outdoor worship services.
Is he like a preacher? Didn't he turn rapper to preacher? I don't know, man. These guys are all
I wouldn't have pulled that. I had no idea.
I told you, the callers are all Heartics.
They are.
Every last one of them.
All right, we got to get out of here for Bish Cakes. EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.